Hello, Internet. You're listening to Doug McCon of RealityMe.net on this Monday, January 12th, 2015. We are almost halfway through the first month of the new year. Wow, it's going by fast. So, I'm working on a remodel of a house. I bought the house in the fall of 1997 with the intent of fixing it up a little bit, living in it maybe 2 or 3 years, and then flipping it and going up the ladder as far as quality of houses goes. That's what I thought you were supposed to do. You know, you get in one house that you can afford, you slap some paint on the walls, you do some repairs, you maintain it, you make it nicer, you do some landscaping, and then you sell it for a certain appreciation that allows, affords you to get into a nicer house. Then you do the same thing with it. Fix it up, maintain it, improve it. Let the property values increase. Sell it, get into a nicer house. You know, I thought that's the formula. New, I got into this house in the fall of 97. Started too many construction projects. Life got in the way. Here we sit. So, we've got a bathroom downstairs that, let's see, it was like the spring of 2000 or something. No, might have been the spring of, I think it was the spring of 1998. I went on a contract for a month. I was away from the house for a month, and I came back, and a small drip in the shower had caused a little mold problem. So I demolished the bathroom. I took everything out of it, and there it sat. When my wife was pregnant with our 12-year-old, I decided she needed one of these nice showers where it kind of has the built-in seat and all that fancy stuff. So I bought this nice fiberglass shower stall to go in the bathroom, and I was going to remodel it. Since it was in a state of disrepair, it didn't matter. I didn't have to use one of those piecemeal things. I bought a full new construction shower stall. Now, the enclosure is 60 inches, but I bought a 54-inch shower stall. I don't really know what I was thinking. And a buddy of mine who helped me move it into the house said, this is going to be here 10 years from now. Well, it's now almost 13 years since I bought that shower stall, and it's never been put in. So I'm getting rid of it. I'm moving it out of the house. I'll give it to Habitat to Humanity or whoever wants it. It's just got to leave the house. I've decided I'm going to instead redo the bathroom completely in tile. I've got this design in mind that I think will look nice and adult and mature and be a nice upgrade for the house. The shower that I've found for it, this is remarkable. You go to showerofthefuture.com. You'll see a Swedish design of a shower that recycles the water that you use while you're in the shower. This is cool. They say the typical person uses 150 liters of water during a shower. This shower uses 5 liters of water. Now, to my American friends in the room who are going, I don't know what a liter is, tell me how many gallons that is. You do know what a liter is. All your life, you've been buying 2 liters of Coke. So if you look at a 2-liter Coke bottle and imagine 75 of those, you're using 75 2-liter bottles of Coke in your typical shower. Now, drop that down to 2.5, and that's how many you would use in this Swedish shower. What happens is the water, when you want to go take your shower, one, the shower's connected to an iPhone app, which is Internet of Things. Everything has to be connected and shareable with your friends. So you push a button on the shower. It pre-fills the recycle bin with 5 liters of water and then heats it to the exact temperature you want. This is the cool thing about it. It's because you're recycling the water, the temperature of the shower remains constant. Now, you get in the shower, and water comes up through the thing and goes back down to your feet and goes into a basin that's built into the floor and cycles through some filters. One of their very first frequently asked question is, well, what if I pee in the shower? Which they very humorously respond, it won't give you a golden shower, because what the electronics in the system do is detects the quality of the water. So if you urinate in the shower, it will dispose of that rather than recycle it. If you dump a half a bottle of shampoo, you drop your shampoo and too much soap gets into the water, it detects that the water is contaminated and won't recycle that. So basically it's monitoring the quality of the water. It replaces water as necessary during your cleaning. It uses a couple of filters that are easily replaceable. I mean, you have this one little lever. You just snap it up, pull out this cylinder, put a new one in, snap it down. Now, that's the one piece you're on the hook for, because you actually take the cylinder and ship it back to Sweden, and they recycle that. It's a very low-waste system, and it's supposed to save all kinds of water and utility expenses. Granted, it's going to be expensive to install. The cost of the unit itself, I think, $3,500 American. And then it's you got your installation cost. It's a 400-volt system at 16 amps, so you've got to have an electrician come in and do some wiring. You could plumb it yourself, or you might have to hire a plumber to do it. But talk about the right way to live. I would almost feel guilty for not buying this system as I remodel my bathroom. So check it out, showerofthefuture.com. The other thing about this company is it's tested. They're only now introducing it to the residential market. So you can pre-order it if you want it delivered in 2015, or you can wait till 2016 to buy them without a pre-order. But the units themselves have been tested in Swedish bathhouses and other commercial venues. So, you know, the Swedish bathhouses, in their video that we talk about this, they say, you know, we're pulling seaweed in, we're doing having all kinds of contaminants run through it, and the system is working. So they have been tried and tested in harsh environments, and now it's going to the residential market. Fantastic shower. Check it out. It is the future. You've been listening to Doug McCon of RealityMe.net. Have a fantastic day.